With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to remove the Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in all of the lower 48 states. And yesterday we told you about what some wildlife biologist had to say about it, basically saying the wolves are just starting to reestablish themselves in limited areas, and they believe the protection should continue. However, Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam says many ranchers are celebrating the government's move here.
Yeah, this is no surprise. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that they're just simply making good on their promise to restart the delisting process, and that's removing wolves from the Endangered Species Act. One of the things that the new director said is that in the lower 48 states, they achieved all the goals that they set out to do. And if you talk to one of our ranchers, Phil Davis, up in Valley County, last year he lost 6 head of cattle in 1 month to wolves. There's just, right now, there's just too many wolves. They need to be spread out a little bit, and there needs to be a population count, an accurate population count. Nobody really knows how many wolves there really are.
Now, wildlife biologists want the livestock industry to do more to coexist and get along with the gray wolf. But the federal government disagrees and has decided the species is fully recovered and no longer needs protections. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.